I'm not proud of my son's here, and I'm not proud that you brothers are here either, but I'm proud that he's been able to look after himself while he's been here. And I've taught him that over the years to, son, be, just look after yourself. Don't look for that trouble, but if it comes, you need to do what you've got to do, and that's what he's done. That's why I'm proud of him. I hate that he's here, but the fact is that he's done what he's been taught. He's done what my father told me to do. That's the end result is he's here, and he's going to be here for a little while now, but again, while he's here, connect with the brothers here. So I'm proud of him in that way, but I'm not proud that he's here, and no parent would be, or brother, uncle, cousins, fathers, and you know, children aren't proud that if people are in these places, but you know, we'll save my tears, both our tears for when he gets out. And you know, this is a great opportunity for me to come in because of my CRN number. I wasn't able to come in until I got a letter from the governor from here, so I've got that now, which is good, and I can come in any time, you know, next week. And you know, you're starting to get onto another section or whatever the go is here. Have two visits, so I'll come and see them the Mondays and the Wednesdays or whatever it's going to be. And when he goes up to Durrangol, from here, we're going to meet up there. But my thing is, for you know, while we're here, is just to support each other and you know, talk. You know, me and Percy got a relationship that's very
unbroken.
Yeah, it's very unique that Percy's able to talk to me about anything. You know. And I'm not going to say piss off, son, and stop talking shit, and you know, being a sook or whatever. It's just I understand, son. It's encouragement to stand up for yourself, be strong, do something. You know, don't go back to Shepparton, where most of our people up there are doing nothing, and hook into what they're doing, which is nothing. So I'm going to do nothing, and before I know it,
what clicked? What clicked
for me?
Yeah,
I just,
fair enough, you can sit in solace with your sons somewhere, anywhere, even when you come in and visit. But how can we transgress through radio or give somebody the insight that's sitting at home in Shepparton or sitting in Preston and is ready to snap?
Yeah.
Because they've got all gullied up and yarned up and off their face and Johnny, you know?
I just woke up one morning after the police had left and said, I can't do this anymore. And it was as hard as it was to not see the brothers and be with the kids and all that. I had to stay away from that thing for at least 6 to 12 months and be lonely and tired and scared and crying and stuff. Obviously, I had my sons and my wife at the time and kids and that. But I couldn't go back to Shepparton because that's where I'd go. Straight back to the brother-in-law's place. And what he was doing is having a sip. And I'd be having a sit with him, so I had to stay away from it. And I'm strong enough now to go back to Shepparton anywhere in the country and not pick up a drink or a drug because I don't want to be here because if my life is coming here, that's where I would have been. And someone said before, Rossi was saying about being in jail with his grandsons, he wouldn't ever want that to happen. But if I was doing that, I would have met Percy here. He would be coming in to see me but also staying here with me. Me and get together and we'd make out with big shots here and do this and do that and walk around like heavies or whatever it might be. I think for most of us, Kutcher, we can, for me personally, with my family, I was out there doing it. I mentioned this earlier on during the day that I was out there getting drunk, stoned, sniffing, whacking, pills, stealing, the shit, everything that most of us, some of us have done that ended us up in here. And there was no encouragement for Percy to get out and get a job, brush your teeth, comb your hair, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go to work. There was nothing there when I was doing that.
Yeah, because you're dealing with your shit.
Yeah,
and you're wanting to escape from your reality.
Yeah,
so you're thinking about yourself. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, your children are missing out.
Yeah, so this went on for about 9, 10 years, whatever it might be. And the day I woke up that morning and said, "I can't do this anymore," I started thinking, "What about this fella? What about his brother and sister and the mother and the cousins and uncles?" Yeah. So I went through that pain of the first year and I had to start saying, son, you don't have to do what I've done.
Yeah.
Behave, go to school, do this and do that. But sometimes for some of us, me and his mother separated and that's when Percy went sideways, but I kept continuing to come this way and all I could do for my son when he was ringing me every now and then and we'd catch up was to encourage him not to continue to do what he's doing. And then some words were said and da-da-da, and we might, you know, things happen. But and I could say, "I'll stuff you and see you later." But the continuous voice that I was saying to Percy, "Son, you don't have to do what Daddy's done," and and that continues today. Even now, it is here. I'm going to continue to say, "Daddy loves you." Because, like I was saying before, Dad didn't say, "Son, get a job." Dad didn't say, "Make your bed," and Mum didn't say that neither. You know, "You kids should be seen and not heard." That's what she used to say. You know, so if you never ever hear the message, you're never ever going to know what the message is. My message is to you men here, I say men, so when you get out, you've got to be strong, you know, because this is my life and I don't want this for my kids.
Yeah.
I've never ever been in a prison, never. Yeah. Only as a visitor like him today. But I don't want that. I can't say, "Son, don't go to jail," if I'm here doing it. Yeah. I can't say to my son, "Stop taking drugs," if I'm doing it. "Don't steal a car," if I'm doing it. I cannot say that stuff because, like he said to me, "Dad, you done it." But I don't do that anymore, you know? That's the best thing about what I... That's why I got sober and straight for, so that Percy can't say, "Dad, you're doing it." And I have done it, but you don't have to do what I've done. You know, mate? And you know, some of the men here that I've seen, that been through here, unfortunately, I knew these kids when they were kids.
That's, you know, mate?
And they're here as adults now. And it's a shame that most of the time, without being too negative and sound like I'm putting people down, their parents didn't say what I'm saying today, most likely, because that's the way it is. But sometimes, me personally, for my own personal self, I have to say something that you've never heard before. That helps me stay sober. And if it's going to help me first, well, that's the most important person. It's like, you're the most important person here. You are, and Percy's and his brother Ian Kutcher. Yeah. Everyone in this room is their own self, most important person here in the world, I think. But unless I can pass that message off to you, that doesn't, as I give, I shall receive kind of thing. You know? So my message is, as I'm giving to you, is go and keep me sober.
Because
if I pick up the first drink and drug, this is where I come.